government told us 5 years ago has turned out to be a lie. They have lied and lied and lied to us. They have told us that they would make the world a safer place. They have told us they would combat terrorism. They told us they would bring peace and democracy to the Iraqi people. But they have done the exact opposite. And the reason that we are calling for the troops to leave is because they have not helped the situation in Iraq. They have made the situation much worse. They have made the situation much worse by exacerbating the number of people who have been killed. They made the situation much worse by presiding over the decline of Iraqi society. And when they tell you today, we can't leave because there will be civil war if we leave, they are responsible for the divisions that are going on in Iraqi society today. They are responsible for trying to break up the country. Their policies have led to sectarian divisions. Their parliament that they imposed on the Iraqi people was based on sectarian divisions. And they have death squads that are based on sectarian divisions as well. This is what the legacy of the Americans and the British is for the Iraqi people. And it is a legacy which they have also taken to Afghanistan and which they now want to impose on the people of Iran and Syria. Their double standards are still at work in the Middle East. This week when Hezbollah had a mass demonstration in Beirut, we're told by John Bolton this is an attempted coup against the government. When the Syrian revolution happened last year, we were told this was just the authentic voice of democracy. The simple difference is, one supports the opposition to the Americans and the other supports the Americans. And they are trying to rebuild the world in their image. And if they rebuild the world in their image, there will be more death, more destruction. 655,000 Iraqis already estimated dead. That is more than all the civilian casualties in Britain during the whole of the Second World War. It is more than the American military and civilian casualties during the whole of the Second World War. It is barbarism on a grand scale, and that is what they will continue unless we stop them. And what we're here to do today is saying we will stop these warmongers. We are willing. We have got rid of Donald Rumsfeld, but we want to get rid of Tony Blair as well, and all the warmongers who support him. The other thing that we want to do is to stand up for what's going on here. They are trying to attack our civil liberties. They are making it harder for people to demonstrate. They photograph every single one of you who demonstrate, even though this is completely legal and peaceful demonstration. And in particular, they are picking on the Muslim community in this country. They want to scapegoat the Muslim community for being right about the war in Iraq and for standing up and opposing the war in Iraq. And I say we shouldn't be scapegoating the Muslim community. We should be scapegoating this government and these rotten MPs in Parliament who keep denying us the right to have a vote in Parliament. If we care about democracy around the world, let's start with democracy here. Let's have a debate in Parliament. Let's genuinely discuss what these issues are. Any serious discussion of these issues would see those troops withdrawn tomorrow. That is what we have to campaign for. And on March the 20th, we're going to have a demonstration outside Parliament. We hope you can all join it. Where we want, George Bush wants one last push on the troops. We want one last push to bring the troops home. Thank you very much.